When the House of Representatives passed H.R. 1599 last week, the vote wasn't close, 275 to 150, and it didn't get much notice. But the potential nationwide impacts of the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act are sweeping. So says Andrew Kimbrell, a senior attorney with the Center for Food Safety in Portland, Oregon.
We call it the DARK Act, the Deny Americans Their Right to Know Act. It's legislation that would preempt all U.S. states from requiring the labeling of genetically engineered foods. It would also preempt any state or local governments from regulating genetically engineered crops in any fashion, directly or indirectly. And then at the same time, it further weakens federal oversight of genetically engineered crop production.
That outcome in the conservative Republican-majority House was hardly surprising. But the decisive fight is yet to come, Kimbrell says, when the measure is taken up in the Senate next month.
We expect it'll be a pitched battle. Certainly there's no shortage of lobbying money from the chemical companies and the industries they support that are speaking quite loudly as they have a penchant to do. So I think it'll be a different tenor in the Senate, and we're going to do everything we can to stop it and make sure it doesn't become law.
This is an issue that has been ardently embraced by Occupy Sonoma County. Jim Stoops, an activist with the group who has a background in biology and biochemistry, says they're working hard to call attention to the bill with renewed urgency.
We're just trying to inform people that this is something that shouldn't be passed, trying to get the information out that this is a bad deal. Given that approximately 90% of the public in the United States are in favor of labeling, that the foods should be labeled as GMO, I think the big thing is just to get people aware of the fact that this is happening.
But even in California, he notes, the state's senators appear to be split on the issue.
Boxer is totally for labeling, and I don't think Feinstein has said for sure one way or another, but given her corporate background, she may well be leaning in favor of this.
To date, three states have enacted GMO labeling bills, Connecticut, Vermont, and Maine. When industry groups challenged the Maine measure in court, Kimbrell helped defend it, and he says won a significant victory earlier this year.
In May, we got an excellent decision from the federal district judge in the District of Vermont, 85 pages long with 1,000 citations, that resoundingly rejected the industry's claims that states are violating the purported constitutional rights of corporations to keep consumers in the dark about whether their food is genetically engineered or not.
That ruling is, of course, being appealed, although passage of H.R. 1599 would render the case moot, which, Kimbrell observes, was part of the reason for the bill all along.
They see the writing on the wall that if they don't get this through, the next time we run a ballot initiative in California, it's going to win. The next time we run one up here, it's going to win. We're going to have labeling across the country. So there's a tremendous pressure from their perspective to get preemption now in Congress because of what's happening across the country at the state level.
In addition to the three states already mentioned, the Center for Food Safety reports that there are, quote, well over 130 existing statutes, regulations, and ordinances in 43 states that would be immediately invalidated should H.R. 59 become law. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.